You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Douglas County could be becoming a hub zone under Governor Evers' new proposal. As Douglas County businesses prepare for disruptions caused by the Blatnick Bridge reconstruction, Governor Tony Evers is pursuing a solution. In a press release last week, Governor Evers announced he had sent a letter to the U.S. Small Business Administration requesting that the agency make Douglas County eligible for designation as a historically underutilized business zone, or a hub zone. The push comes as businesses in the Superior area prepare for potential disruptions caused by the Blatnick Bridge reconstruction project. This project is currently slated to begin in 2027, with the bridge being a critical transportation corridor in the region, carrying around 33,000 cars between Wisconsin and Minnesota each day. The total cost of the project is expected to reach nearly $2 billion, with the bridge closing for about 5 years. Governor Evers specifically referenced those anticipated economic disruptions caused by the project in his request. In his letter to the agency, he wrote, quote, "A hub zone designation would provide local businesses with additional tools to remain competitive during this period of disruption and help offset anticipated economic losses, as well as assist these businesses in the future after completion of the new bridge and the new opportunities that may come with the upgraded infrastructure," end quote. This designation would allow area businesses to access certain federal contracts that are set aside for hub zones. Governor Evers said it would provide new employment and growth opportunities in the region, both during and after the reconstruction. The agency's decision to either grant or deny the designation would be based on economic and population data. This Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., the Phillips Public Library is hosting Worms at Work, a homeschool event. You're invited to join Master Vermicomposter Tom Martwick and his Wrigley friends for a fun and educational program all about using worms and composting. This special event is designed for homeschool children and their families. You can come learn how worms help turn food scraps into rich compost and maybe even meet a few of the hardworking critters yourself. Once again, this is taking place this Wednesday, May 21st, at 2 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. The severe weather last week had many parts of the state left cleaning up over the weekend. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us how many twisters touched down.
A total of 9 tornadoes tore through the state last week on Thursday. The National Weather Service conducted their damage surveys on Friday and rated 3 of them EF2s on the Enhanced Fujita Scale. The National Weather Service says winds of 125 miles per hour hit New Richmond in far northwest Wisconsin, and 120 mile per hour peak winds destroyed parts of Juneau, Mayville, and Colby in southern areas of the state. And the tornado in Juneau was on the ground for over 9 miles. The others were rated EF1s with 95 mile per hour winds in Lumira, Christie, and another in Juneau that hit the airport. The rest were EF0s in Rib Falls and Loyal, with around 80-mile-per-hour winds there. Before Thursday, the state had seen 7 tornadoes in total this year, all of which appeared on April 28th. Now, in just 2 days so far this year, Wisconsin has experienced 16 in total. The state's average is 23 per year. Last year, we broke records with 45 tearing through our backyard. Tornado season lasts through August, but twisters can touch down any time of the year, and June is the peak month for them. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin DNR is encouraging us to plant milkweed in our yards this year. There are 13 native milkweed species in Wisconsin, and 5 of them are listed as endangered, threatened, or under special concern. Milkweed plants are especially helpful for monarch butterflies, as the only plants the butterflies lay their eggs on, and the only food the caterpillars eat. If you want, you can find native milkweed plants on the DNR's website. Friday at 6 p.m., the Victory Christian Center is hosting a family bonfire night. They invite you to kick off your Memorial Day weekend with a cozy, family-friendly night that's absolutely free. They'll be serving up hot dogs, s'mores, a big, beautiful bonfire, and a whole lot of fun. Bring your kids, your favorite lawn chairs, and maybe a snack or two to share. They'll bring the fire, the food, and the fellowship. No RSVP is required. Just show up and enjoy the night with your community. Once again, this is taking place Friday, May 23rd, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. over at West 6880 Liberty Lane in Phillips. We have a new Alice in Dairyland. Lisa Hale has a story.
Wisconsin's 78th Alice in Dairyland has been chosen. Sarah Hagenow of Poignet will spend the year educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Hagenow is a senior at the University of Minnesota and will graduate with a degree in agricultural and food business management and a minor in international agriculture. Her sister, Ashley, was the 76th Alice in Dairyland, which Sarah says makes the position even more special.
It's just so meaningful to me to be able to be a part of not only the Alice legacy, but to be able to join a new sisterhood with my sister. It's just so cool. So I'm just excited to showcase how my skills and capabilities will help the Alice program and also showcase a little bit of that Hagenow flair.
Hagenow's year as Alice in Dairyland starts July 7th.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers in Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game two of their three-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night, thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had four hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the two fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers John Tanje, one of the top five scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanje with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The early summer box office is not waiting for Tom Cruise and the new Mission Impossible to make some scratch. The final installment, Bloodlines, was well received, and that seemed to translate to box office numbers as the film pulled in $51 million at the gate domestically and topped $100 million worldwide. Despite its big ticket sales, it did cost $50 million to make, which is high for a horror film. Coming in second place was the Marvel film Thunderbolts, which pulled in just over $16 million at the box office in its third weekend. And right behind that was Ryan Coogler. Sinners, which has shown incredible legs, pulling in almost $16 million in its fifth week of release. Coming in fourth place was the Minecraft movie, and The Accountant 2 finished out the top five. And there's a pretty big film that opens in just 3 days, folks. Can you guess what it is? Mission Impossible opens in just 3 days and already has pulled in $12 million prior to its domestic release. Tom Cruise is on a press tour receiving standing ovations, and the latest is in New York, where Cruise addressed the crowd at the premiere. Cruise said it was director Christopher McQuarrie's idea 7 years ago to shoot Dead Reckoning Part 1 and the current Final Reckoning at the same time. He told the crowd it was an honor and a privilege to be part of the franchise. The film had its worldwide premiere at Cannes last week and also received a 5-minute standing ovation. It opens this Friday, May 23rd. More news out of the Cannes Film Festival, where fans of Wes Anderson will be thrilled to learn that he received almost an 8-minute standing ovation after the premiere of his film, The Phoenician Scheme. The film has an impressive ensemble cast, which includes Wisconsinite Willem Dafoe and Benicio del Toro in the lead. It's reviewing well and opens June 6th in the U.S. Foo Fighters fans might already have heard this, but drummer Josh Freese is out. The band informed Freese they were going in a different direction. The website Pubity.com says Freese was hired after the tragic death of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins in 2022. Freese toured with the band, but did not stick around long enough to be part of a studio album. The former Guns N' Roses drummer took to social media to tell his fans that the band called him and said they were going in a different direction with no reason given. Probably a tough gig, given that the leader of the band, Dave Grohl, is one of the best in the biz. There's officially a new Milhouse. Pamela Hayden, the original voice of Bart Simpson's nerdy best friend, retired last year after 35 seasons as the voice of Milhouse. According to Entertainment Weekly, the new Milhouse is 90s band Private Life singer Kelly MacLeod. She appeared as the voice of Milhouse for the first time in last Sunday's season finale. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with scattered showers likely today, high in the mid to upper 50s with wind out of the east 15 to 25, gusting to 35 or better here today. Tonight, more showers, our low 41. Tomorrow, still breezy, mostly cloudy, scattered showers 57. The sunshine will return on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.